ಕಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮದೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಂದ್ರ ರಾಮನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ವಿಚಾರಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಣೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ದಾಮ ದಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರಿ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಐಟಮ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಬ್ಸ್ಟಕಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರೆಸ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ಅತ್ಯಾಹಾರ ಪ್ರಯಾಸಶ್ಚ ಪ್ರಜಲ್ಪೋ ನಿಯಮಾಗ್ರಹ ಜನಸಂಘಶ್ಚ ಲೌಲ್ಯಂ ಚ ಷಡ್ವೇರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ ವಿನಶ್ಯತಿ. ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟೆಡ್ ಅತ್ಯಾಹಾರ ಪ್ರಯಾಸ ಪ್ರಜಲ್ಪ ನಿಯಮಾಗ್ರಹ ಅಂಡ್ ಜನಸಂಘ. ಸೊ ನೌ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೌಲ್ಯ. ಸೊ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ತ್ರೀ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೌಲ್ಯ. ಲೌಲ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ಲೆಸ್ನೆಸ್, ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಗ್ರೀಡ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಈ ಸೇಸ್ restlessness is of two types, restlessness of the mind and restlessness of the intelligence. So mind is restless due to either attraction or our attachment or aversion. So these two things, raga or dvesha, raga binivesh, dvesha binivesh. So the essence of this section is raga binivesh and dvesha binivesh happens due to avidya. Avidya asmita raga dvesha and abhinivesh. So avidya means material impressions. Material impressions are accrued through senses. So the solution for avoiding the restlessness of mind is ensure that your senses are constantly engaged in Krishna conscious activities. Tasmatvam indriyanyadav niyamya bharata rishabha. So it starts with engaging the senses in Krishna conscious activities. When the senses are engaged, mind follows. Otherwise, indriyanam hi charatam yanmano anuvidhiyate tadasya harati pragyam vayur navamivamasi. The senses will go after the sense objects, then the mind will, and the senses will pull the mind will pull the intelligence, and intelligence will drag the soul down to lower regions. So therefore Krishna says indriyasya indriyasya arthe raga dvesha vyavasthitau tayor navashama gachet tauhyasya paripantinam. He says that therefore attachment and repulsion are firmly fixed in the sense objects. Actually they are not fixed in the sense objects, they are fixed in the impressions. That is why when I see what to say, वो आपका एकदम तीखा तीखा कोल्हापुरी वेज कोल्हापुरी मुझे कुछ होता ही नहीं, पर किसी और को मुंह से यू नो पानी टपकेगा. बिकॉज एक्चुअली इट इज नॉट देयर इन द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट, इट इज इन द ग्लास. इंप्रेशन का जो ग्लास पहन के जो हम वो भौतिक वस्तु को देखते हैं वो ग्लास में है सब कुछ. सो बट जस्ट एज अ कन्वेंशन इट इज मेंशन दैट इट इज मेंशन इन द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट, बट एक्चुअली इट इज नॉट मेंशन द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट इटसेल्फ. सो इन ऑर्डर टू रेगुलेट लवली इन द फॉर्म ऑफ रेस्टलेसनेस वन शुड टेक शेल्टर ऑफ भक्ति देवी, एंड इफ यू टेक शेल्टर ऑफ भक्ति देवी शी विल गाइड यू. वॉट विल बी योर गाइडेंस? When the cause of mind's restlessness is sense gratification and this restlessness is the main obstacle in practice of devotional service, then all sensual activities should be dovetailed in service of the Lord and the attachment to sense gratification should be transformed into attachment to the Lord. So this is how you do, by understanding the nature of mind. The nature of mind is to find out the comfort zone within the options that you provide. Narakastopi deham vai puman natyaktum icchati. Even in naraka, the living entity finds his own zone of comfort. Just like in the prison also. People, prison is hellish life. But even within prison, they will find out the time when, like, they will probably eagerly await the time when हफ्ते में एक बार उनको नहाने के लिए देंगे ऐसे। मतलब यार आज आज पता है ना, आज शाम को नहाने का है, नहाने का है, शेव भी करने को मिलेगा। तो लाइक दैट यू नो द नेचर ऑफ माइंड इज दैट। मे बी ये व्हाट एवर मे बी डिपेंड ऑन द कल्चर, डिपेंड ऑन द मोड्स।
Yes.
So, that is the nature of the mind, and a devotee utilizes it to the utilizes that nature of mind to perfection, to achieve his perfection. How? By giving only spiritual, by accumulating only spiritual impressions through the senses. So the mind has no choice. So available इसमें से it will settle down for whatever is the best available. एंड उसमें एडवांटेज क्या है? बिकॉज द एक्टिविटीज आर ऑल स्पिरिचुअल एक्टिविटीज, डिवोशनल एक्टिविटीज, इट हैज द पोटेंशियल टू वाइप आउट द मटेरियल इंप्रेशन ऑल्सो। चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम ऑल्सो हैपन्स। सो देन द माइंड बिकम्स फिक्स्ड इन डिवोशनल सर्विस बाय टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ दैट अटैचमेंट। The eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, and the sense of touch are called knowledge acquiring senses. And the other are karmendriyas. When the objects of all these senses are associated within a devotional mode, then the mind becomes fixed on the Lord. Except for the mind, Savai Manak Krishna Padaravindayo, leave that. That will happen if Vachamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Varnane Karau Harer Mandira Marjana Adishu శృతిం చకార అచ్యుత సత్కతోదయ ముకుంద లింగాలయ దర్శనే దృశో అండ్ సో ఆన్ ఇఫ్ ఆల్ ద సెన్సెస్ ఆర్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ దెన్ ఆటోమేటిక్లీ ద మైండ్ విల్ ఫాలో దట్స్ వాట్ ఇస్ మెన్షన్ వెన్ ద ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద సెన్సెస్ ఆర్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ఇన్ అ డివోషనల్ మూడ్ దెన్ ద మైండ్ బికమ్స్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఆన్ ద లార్డ్ సో ఫస్ట్ ఇట్ స్టార్ట్స్ విత్ రెగ్యులేటింగ్ ద సెన్సెస్ దెన్ ఓన్లీ ద మైండ్ ఫాలోస్ Okay. One has to arouse a mood of devotion in all these objects and enjoy them, then devotional service is cultivated. So, how do you arouse a mood of devotion in all these objects? How do you arouse the mood of devotion in all these objects?
Hearing.
Hearing is the process. Is it where my I think I shared this once. Mera कुछ सम गेस्ट हैड कम एंड आई वाज टेकिंग देम ऑन अ वृंदावन टूर में कुछ कुछ ये जगह दिखा रहा था। तो राधा रामन पहुंचते पहुंचते सब तक गए। सो मैंने बोला कि ये है राधा रामन का डीटी बोल के दिखाया। किसी ने भी देखा नहीं, ऐसा तक गए थे यार ये। दे वर इंटरेस्टेड, वेरी फेवरेबल पीपल, बट देन फिजिकली दे वर एग्जॉस्टेड। तो मैंने दिखाया तो किसी ने देखा ही नहीं। आई ऑब्जर्व दैट नो वन टुक दर्शन ऑफ द डीटी फॉर्म, वो फोटो में। फिर मैंने वो राधा रमन का पूरा स्टोरी बताया, कैसे गोपाल भट्ट गोस्वामी जाते हैं और वो शालिग्राम दोबारा कूद के हाथ में आता है। वो सुनने के बाद इतना उनको ये लगा, देन ही सेड ओ दिस इज दैट शालिग्राम शिला विच बिकेम अ डीटी। पूरा सब लोग ऐसे देखने शुरू कर दिए। मतलब टिल देन व्हेन आई हैड ऑलरेडी टोल्ड, उनका कान में भी गया नहीं होगा कि ये दिस इज राधा रमन बोल के। पर ये स्टोरी सुनने के बाद व्हेन आई टोल्ड दिस इज दैट राधा रमन डीटी, इमीडिएटली एवरीवन स्टार्टेड देयर आईज वेर जस्ट फिक्स्ड देयर एंड दे वेर प्रोबेबली सीइंग। इसमें से शालिग्राम से बड़ा हुआ ऐसा कुछ सिम्टम्स दिख रहा है क्या उसमें है सर? सो they were like seeing taking darshan of the dt for almost like 2 minutes without talking anything as a dekh rahe the. So one has to arouse the mood of devotion in all the objects. That is why when we hear about certain things and when we go there, then that you know that whole respect and mood is there. Otherwise So, among the objects, the senses of aversion should be applied to on any that are unfavorable to devotional service. So, but he says that this is not possible
ये सस्टेनेबल नहीं है अगर इफ दिस इज नॉट इफ दस नॉट गेट द सपोर्ट फ्रॉम द इंटेलिजेंस इफ द इंटेलिजेंस इज रेस्टलेस सो इफ द इंटेलिजेंस इज नॉट कन्विंस्ड दैट दिस इज वॉट इज द राइट थिंग टू डू देन फॉर देन हाउ मच एवर यू मे रेगुलेट फ्रॉम द सेंसस साइड इट इज नॉट अ वेरी सस्टेनेबल थिंग एक टाइम पे फूट जाएगा वो फिर फुल फ्लेज सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन अंदर आ जाएगा It will burst in such a way that the person will be. So that is why, while on one side the senses have to be regulated, on the other side the shraddha has to be strengthened by taking shelter of shastras. So how will the restlessness of the mind be checked if the intelligence is restless? So now, then he talks about restlessness of the intelligence. The intelligence that which discriminates between Mind's good or bad propensities is of two types. One is Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, another is one is Bahushakahi Anantascha Buddhi, another is Ekeha Kurnandana Buddhi. One is resolute and another is irresolute. Okay. Disturbances such as lust, desire to attain the heavenly planets, increasing activities that produce enjoyment and opulence and rejection of spiritual world all arise from Bahushakahi Anantascha Buddhi. Bhogeshwarya Prasaktanam Tayabhurta Chetasam. Those whose intelligence is fixed in samadhi are transcendentally situated and they have steady minds. And the example is given. Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatam atmanyeva atmana tushto tasya pragya siddha pragya tadochyate. So, when he completely gives up all desires arising from the mind. So, which means All desires arising from the mind can be stopped only if there are no desire creating impressions in the mind. If desire creating impressions are there in the mind, how will that not give rise to desires? It will create. Dukkesh anadvigna mana sukesh vigata spraha vitaraga bhaya krodha siddhadir muni duchyate. These are one sthita dihi means one whose intelligence is fixed. Yastu buddhehe paramgataha. One whose buddhi is fixed in the param or sthita dihi, sthita dhir muni. For him, these two verses from the Gita clarify the process of tolerating the urges of speech. So which means unless one becomes a sthita pragya, one cannot tolerate these urges. And to become a sthita pragya, he has to develop a constitution of a sthita pragya. So, now it should be known that there are two types of intelligence. Mundane intelligence and spiritual intelligence. Mundane intelligence follows the lower hierarchy. Indriyanam hi charatam yan mano anuvidiyate tadasya harati pragyam vayum namam vivambasi. And the higher intelligence follows indriyani paranyahur indriyebhya param manaha manasastu parabuddhi yobuddhe paratastu sam. So this is the spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence means that which is guided by soul. And material intelligence means that which is guided by the mind, which is guided by the senses, which is gravitating towards the sense objects. The intelligence also perversely accepts materialism only when under the control of the false ego. So, if the false ego says that, you know, yasyatma buddhi kunapetra dhatuke, swadik kalatra adishu bhavma yajyadi. So if the Atma Buddhi, Ahankar ka do hai, Ahankar and Mamakar, false ego ka. So if Ahankar says, who am I? Kuna petri dhatuke, I am this body which is a bag made of the three dhatus. And Swabuddhi, what is the Mamakar? Kalatradishu. My wife, my son, my wealth, my bank balance, this is all. So, if this is the false ego, intelligence is controlled by the ego. When it is controlled by the soul means, it is controlled by the ego. Ego controls the intelligence. What you identify yourself as, the intelligence will work in accordingly. If you identify with the body, the intelligence will say, oh, this is very good for you. What is good for you? Ayurveda is good for you. Allopathy is not good for you. But if the false ego says, I am Krishna Das, then it will say, oh, Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula, Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Prema Latikaram. These things, the intelligence will fill the mind. So depending on what the false ego is, depending on what the false ego is identifying himself as, whether Krishna Das or Kunapetra Dhatuke, the intelligence will act as the agent of that false ego and tell the mind, oh, this is what you should do. This is what you should do. This is what you should do. Like that. When under the control of the pure ego, in the form of identifying oneself as a servant of Krishna, the intelligence is always naturally pure. Therefore, the Vedas establish that the knower of the body is intelligent. The spirit soul is higher than the intelligence. Evam buddhehe param buddhva samstabhyatmanam atmana jahi shatru mahabaho kamarupam durashadam. The spirit soul is higher than the intelligence because intelligence is only the soul's property. When a living entity realizes himself as a pure spiritual particle, then a spiritual ego in the form of identifying himself as a servant of Krishna naturally arises. At that time, the intelligence in its pure form rejects materialism and accepts spiritualism. At that time, a living entity has no other desire other than the desire to serve Krishna. Here desire is abhilasha. And he rejects material desires as insignificant. In this position, the living entity is known as sthita pragya, transcendentally situated, or sthita dehi, steady minded. Being empowered by spiritual potency, obhi kali hai, next आया तो उधर से निकल जाओ, भाई जो उधर से निकल जाओ, फिर इसको भी तोड़ के क्या कर दे,
उधर से गवर्नमेंट हो जाएगी।
Okay, so then the mind under the direction of the intelligence controls the senses by regulating them. So only a spiritual intelligence can control the mind, and that mind can control the senses. What is that verse? In the Sthita Pragya ka section mein hi aata hai.
Nasti buddhi rahitas.
Nahi, wo aata hai ki vitaraga jaisai raga dvesha vimuktaistu vishayan indriyais charan atma vashay vidhey atma prasadam adigacchati. He says that raga dvesha vimuktaistu vishayan indriyais charan. When the senses are going after the sense objects, but without being controlled by raga and dvesha, because there is no material impression, so there is no raga and dvesha. So vishayan indriyaschan, because this is in response to Arjuna's question that vrajeta kim, how does he engage his senses? He engages his senses just to maintain his body, because he is free from raga and dvesha because there are no material impressions. Raga dvesha vimuktaistu vishayan indriyais charan atma vashair vidheyatma. Vidheyatma means controlled mind, mind which is controlled by the intelligence. And the senses are in control of that atma, atma vashair indriyaihi, which are not controlled by raga dvesha. Prasadam adigacchati, that creates liberation. This is called Indriya Nigraha, controlling the senses in devotional service. Whatever arrangements are there for controlling the senses in the paths of dry knowledge and renunciation does not properly control the senses. What is that verse? Yamadibir yoga patehi kama lobadibir muhuku mukunda sevaya yadvat tata atma addana shamyati. First canto. Narada Muni's instructions to Vyasadeva. He says that all these process of yama, niyama, etc., the yoga process which is characterized by yama, niyama, or the jnana process, kama lobadivir muhuhu may sometimes to some extent stop one from kama loba, etc., but it is, Prabhupada gives the example of, it is just like shabby water hai, usme thoda alam gumaya to sab baith gaya. Pehle hum idhar karte the waisa, idhar hi hum we used to boil the water. Boil karne ke baad, wo alum ko leke thoda ise gumaa dete, to sab baith jata tha niche. Upar upar se आराम से ऊपर का पानी निकालने का, वो सॉल्ट थोड़ा भी हिलाएगा तो वो सॉल्ट ऊपर आ जाएगा. सो लाइक दैट मुकुंद सेवया यद्वत तथा आत्मा अंधान शम्यति. बट ओनली बाय मुकुंद सेवा डस वंस सोल गेट्स प्यूरिफाइड एंड स्ट्रेंथेंड. दैट सोल कैन कंट्रोल द इंटेलिजेंस, दैट इंटेलिजेंस कैन कंट्रोल द माइंड, एंड दैट माइंड कैन कंट्रोल द सेंसेस. देन इन अ मोर सस्टेनेबल वे एक्चुअली काम एंड लोभ इज कंट्रोल्ड. काम एंड लोभ कैन बी कंट्रोल्ड ओनली बाय when the modes are gone. So rajogun and tamogun is gone. Rajogun and tamogun is to destroy, one has to perform mam chayo avyabhicharena bhakti yoga and seva. That is the only possible way.
Spirituality basically, bhakti yoga basically purifies the ego.
Bhakti yoga, yeah, purifies the ego.
And then,
yeah, all processes also purify the ego to some extent. Like for example, Ashtanga Yoga or Jnana Yoga also, the person is not identifying with the body, but he is identifying
enjoy
himself as the spirit soul.
What does he enjoy?
Spirit soul. He may not identify himself as the servant of Krishna. So it is not incorrect, but it is incomplete. भगवद्गीता इट इज सेड विषया विनिवर्तन्ते निराहारस्य देहिनः रसवर्जम रसोप्यस्य परम दृष्ट्वा निवर्तते. सो व्हेन द प्रैक्टिशनर एक्सपीरियंसेस द हायर टेस्ट देन ही कैन गिव अप द. सो ओनली अ स्पिरिचुअल इंटेलिजेंस इज फिक्स्ड इन द हायर टेस्ट. ओनली फ्रॉम दैट हायर टेस्ट लॉस ऑफ लोअर टेस्ट कैन हैपन. दिस इज रियल सेंस कंट्रोल. वन शुड स्पिरिचुअलाइज द सेंसेस फ्रॉम वन साइड and control them with the mind, and one should spiritualize the mind and control it with the intelligence. By this process, laulya in the form of restlessness of the intelligence and mind is vanquished. So both sides. So as we saw, laulya, he said, means restlessness, greed and desire. Restlessness mein hum restlessness of the senses dekha and restlessness of the intelligence dekha. Restlessness of the senses can be controlled to some extent by engaging the senses in spiritual activities so that the senses are not gaining fresh material impressions. And restlessness of the intelligence can be controlled to some extent by taking shelter of, by practice of spirituality, bhakti yoga, and also by taking shelter of the shastras. So when the shastras sharpen the intelligence, then it strengthens the shraddha, and when the senses are no longer accumulating material impressions, the mind is sort of left with only spiritual impressions to choose from. So from both these sides, mind's restlessness is arrested. When the mind's restlessness is arrested, then savai mana krishna padarandayo, it can focus on the Lord's feet of Krishna. To fix the intelligence in bhakti, then one has to take shelter of the various scriptural injunctions which says, oh, whatever you want by performing bhakti, you get yat karma bhir yat tapasa jnana vairagya tascheyat, and so on. And he gives various verses which glorify the process of bhakti, so that the intelligence develops firm faith in the process. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hai. Considering all this, the practicing devotee should give up laulya in the form of restlessness and attain fixed intelligence in devotional service. This is where we ended last time. Laulya in the form of restlessness. And restlessness of mind and intelligence, how do you curb it? So that the mind can focus in Krishna. Now, laulya also means greed. So how do you address this problem of greed? That's what is the next topic. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, another meaning of the word laulya is greed. If greed is directed to other objects, then how can it be applied in relationship with Krishna? Greed should be carefully engaged in the service of Krishna. Greed for material enjoyment should be conquered by the above mentioned method. కామకృష్ణ కర్మార్పణే క్రోధ భక్త ద్వేషి జనే లోభ ఇష్టలా మోహ ఇష్టలాభమినే లోభ సాధు సంగ గ్రీడ్ నరోత్తమదాస్ ఠాకూర్ సేస్ గ్రీడ్ షుడ్ బి ఫర్ అసోసియేషన్ అండ్ భక్తివినోద్ ఠాకూర్ ఆల్సో సేస్ ది సేమ్ థింగ్ గ్రీడ్ సో గ్రీడ్ లైక్ ఆదికేశవ ప్రభు వాజ్ ఆస్కింగ్ మీ లాస్ట్ సాటర్డే ప్రభుజీ వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్ టు హ్యావ్ గ్రీడ్ ఫర్ డివోటీస్ అసోసియేషన్ ఉస్కా మత్లబ్ క్యా హై సో ఉస్కా మత్లబ్ బి భక్తివినోద్ ఠాకూర్ హి దేతే ఇఫ్ వన్ స్వబుద్ధి ఆత్మబుద్ధి ఇజ్జ బుద్ధి అండ్ తీర్థ బుద్ధి ఇస్ డైరెక్టెడ్ టువర్డ్స్ ద వైష్ణవస్ దెన్ వన్ ఇస్ సెట్ టు హ్యావ్ గ్రీడ్ ఫర్ వైష్ణవ అసోసియేషన్ ఆత్మబుద్ధి వాట్ ఇస్ మై ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ ఐఎమ్ వైష్ణవాస్ సర్వెంట్ హూ బిలాంగ్స్ టు మీ వైష్ణవాస్ మేరా సగే సంబంధి సబ్ వైష్ణవాస్ వాట్ ఇస్ మై వాట్ ఇస్ ద వర్షిపబుల్ థింగ్ వైష్ణవాస్ అసోసియేషన్ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ తీర్థయాత్ర వేర్ ఎవర్ కృష్ణ కథ అండ్ కృష్ణ కీర్తన్ ఇస్ హ్యాపనింగ్ ది అసోసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీస్ దట్ ఈస్ తీర్థయాత్ర వై బికాస్ ఎత్ర గాయంతి మద్భక్త తత్ర తిష్టామి నారద హీ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దట్ వై ఇస్ ఇట్ మెన్షన్ దట్ నాహం తిష్టామి వైకుంఠే యోగినాం హృదయే శువ ఎత్ర గాయంతి మద్భక్త తత్ర తిష్టామి నారద వై ఇస్ కృష్ణ అట్లింగ్ దట్ ఐ డోంట్ స్టే ఇన్ వైకుంఠ అండ్ ఐ డోంట్ స్టే ఇన్ ద యోగీస్ హార్ట్ ఐ స్టే వేర్ ద డివోటీస్ కమ్ టుగెదర్ అండ్ డిస్కస్ అండ్ చాంట్ మై గ్లోరీస్ వై హీ సేస్ దట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ దట్ ద లార్డ్ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్ ఇన్ వైకుంఠ ఈస్ ఇట్ దట్ ద లార్డ్ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది హార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద యోగీస్ వాట్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ ఇస్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ యాక్సెస్ టు దీస్ టూ ప్లేసెస్ యూ హ్యావ్ యాక్సెస్ ఓన్లీ టు ద ప్లేస్ వేర్ డివోటీస్ ఆర్ చాంటింగ్ అండ్ డిస్కసింగ్ కృష్ణ కథ సో యూ గో దేర్ యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ బికాస్ యూ కాంట్ గో సర్చింగ్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ అండ్ వైకుంఠ అండ్ నాట్ దేర్ దెన్ యూ విల్ బీన్ ఫుల్ కుంఠ సో హీ సేస్ దట్ ఈస్ ద ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ దట్ ఈస్ గివెన్ నాట్ దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్ ఇన్ వైకుంఠ నాహం తిష్టామి వైకుంఠ వాట్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ ఇస్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ యాక్సెస్ దట్ యూ హ్యావ్ యాక్సెస్ యూ హ్యావ్ రియలిస్టిక్ యాక్సెస్ టు డివోటీస్ అండ్ ఇన్ దేర్ అసోసియేషన్ వేర్ కృష్ణ కథ ఇస్ హ్యాపనింగ్ కృష్ణ కీర్తన్ ఇస్ హ్యాపనింగ్ దేర్ యూ గో అండ్ సర్చ్ ఫర్
is a proper pujana na ekbar where is krishna can you see god he is standing here
yeah if greed is directed to other objects then how can it be applied in relationship with krishna greed should be carefully engaged in the service of krishna greed for material enjoyment should be conquered by the above mentioned method That is why it is said that persons who are overcome by lust and greed cannot become as pure through the process of yoga, beginning with Yama, as they can be by serving Krishna. He is quoting this Yamadibir Yoga Padayar only 8. Same verse. Yamadibir Yoga Padayar Kama Loba Hato Mukubu Mukunda Sevaya Yadvat Tata Atma Dana Shamyati The Atma constantly afflicted by lust and greed will not be satisfied by Ashtanga Yoga and other paths as much as by direct service to Mukunda. Because Shamo Mannishta Buddhir, Srimad Bhagavatam says, absorbing the intelligence in me constitutes mental equilibrium. Suhridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shantim Ritchati. By developing greed for Krishna's service, the Vaishnava's service and chanting the holy names, there will be no greed for inferior things. And how do you develop that greed? By hearing in association and practicing devotional service in association and by allowing ourselves to be influenced by other devotees who have that greed. And we will allow ourselves to be influenced by others, only those for whom we have some affection. So by consciously working to develop some affection for Vaishnavas. One who becomes greedy by seeing the Vrajavasi's service to Krishna is very fortunate. By the mercy of that greed, he attains the qualification for Raga Bhakti. Tad Lobotpatti Lakshanam, he says. Loba Utpatti Lakshanam. What these are the symptoms, he says, of Loba Utpatti. And when that Loba is created, seeing the Vrajavasi's service to Krishna, then that person is ready for practicing Raganuga Bhakti.
Just the one he said, the difference between Sadhana and Raganuga
is Loba. Once material greed is vanquished in proportion to the development of greed for Ragatmika service. Raganuga process is much faster compared to Vaidhi. But one has to be qualified for it. And the qualification is given. And how do you attain it? Everything is given. This Loba for seeing. By when hearing about and reading about the Vrajavasi's love for Krishna, if we are naturally inspired to mold our own devotional service according to the mood of Vrajavasi's, if we develop that greed to follow the footsteps of the Vrajavasi's, that is, that Loba indicates that we are qualified for Raganuga.
Then he discusses how to develop Loba by worshipping the deity and by hearing the pastimes of Krishna.
If one has greed for nice foodstuffs, drinks, sleeping, smoking and drinking wine, then one's devotion diminishes. Greed for wine, wealth and woman is most contrary to devotional principles. Those who have a desire for attaining pure devotional service should carefully give up such things. Whether for auspicious things or sinful things, greed for anything not related to Krishna is most despicable. For auspicious thing, it may be auspicious also. Greed only in relation to Krishna is the cause of all auspiciousness. The greed attained by the Mahajans for topics of Krishna is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Vayam tuna mitrupyama uttama shloka vikrame yat srimatam rasajnana swadu swadu pade pade. We never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the personality of God who is glorified by hymns and prayers. Those who have developed a taste for transcendental relationships with him relish hearing of his pastimes at every moment. Another name for greed in relation to Krishna is adar or respect. Kintvadarag anudinam kalusaiva jushta. We will discuss this in detail later. Other later.
Krishna
Nam Charita Disitapya Vidya Pitto Bhatap Tarasanasya Narosika Kitva Dara Anudinam Kalasayu.
That verse.
Fifth verse of seventh verse.
So he had planned to
later learn. Means he also wrote a book. Piyusha Varshini on NOI. NOI ka hai comment. Piyusha Varshini. That he discusses.
Wo hai isme? Apne?
Isme nahi hai. Wo kider hai? Main bhi ढूंढ रहा हूँ. किसी को मिलेगा तो छोड़ दे. Piyusha Varshini.
Piyusha
Varshini. Bengali only, but if someone has translated it in English.
You can ask Balram.
Who?
Balram. He has a
library. Oh, Calcutta. Can you ask him?
He is the
ask him.
He's the library in charge.
You are the boss?
Yes.
Yes, he is the boss.
For IAS and this.
UAS. So, can you find out Piyusha Varshini commentary on NOI if it is available? And if an English translation is available for that, that would be great actually.
They are trying to print to the library of Bhakti.
Okay. Now the third kind of laulya is laulya in the form of desire. Another meaning of laulya is desire. desires are of two types, bhukti kam and mukti kam. Desire for material enjoyment and desire for liberation. Unless one gives up these two types of desires, one cannot practice devotional service. Srila Rupa Goswami has written in Bhakti Samrita Sindhu, Bhukti Mukti Spraha Yavat Pishachi Gridi Vartate Tavat Bhukti Satasyatra Kadam Abhyudayo Bhavet. How can the happiness of bhakti arise in the heart when the witch of desire for enjoyment and liberation remains there? There are two types of material enjoyments, worldly and heavenly. So, in this life and in the next life, many times Krishna says, Wealth, women, children, opulences, kingdom, victory, good food, good sleep, associating with women for sense enjoyment, good birth and other pleasures are all worldly enjoyments.
Good sleep.
Not during class.
Not during class, as a man. Achcha lag gaya dekho pura kya
then
he is asking how it is worldly
enjoyment.
Yes. Na baba achcha sleep enjoyment nahi hai kya
approach but that is necessary na
isliye wahi
how is it pleasure
hai na baba acha ekdam soft bed mil gaya
soft bed ki tarah
mujhe band kar do mujhe band
వచ్చకొద్దనే స్లీప్ కో పోచా ఫర్ సమ్మన్ హూ ఇస్ డిప్రైవ్డ్ ఆఫ్ స్లీప్ గోయింగ్ టు హెవెన్ అండ్ డ్రింకింగ్ నెక్టర్ దేర్ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ సెన్స్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఫ్రీ ఆఫ్ ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్ ఆర్ ఆల్ హెవెన్లీ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్స్ వెన్ ద హార్ట్ ఇస్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ ద డిజైర్ టు ఎంజాయ్ వన్ కెనాట్ సెల్ఫ్లెస్లీ వర్షిప్ కృష్ణ దేర్ ఫార్ అన్లెస్ ద డిజైర్ ఫర్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఇస్ కంప్లీట్లీ అప్రూటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద హార్ట్ వన్స్ ప్రోగ్రెస్ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ విల్ బి అబ్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ So, again, desires means desires on the level of
Abhilash.
Shraddha. Here, sorry, not Abhilash. Here he is talking about, Prabhupada says, purity is the force. Prabhupada says, purity is the force. He is telling it to devotees only. Yeah, so, devotees are already practicing Uttama Bhakti, but they may have desires on the level of Anarthas. Therefore, he is telling that read this sentence. Therefore, unless the desire for enjoyment is completely uprooted from the heart, one's progress in devotional service will be obstructed. Here, if the desire as Abhilasha, then the progress will not be obstructed. One will go for a different goal only. But if you take desire as desire of anartha, if you take desire as anartha, then that anartha obstructs one's progress. So here the word desire refers to anartha and not abhilasha. In this regard, there is one thing to be said. If all these material enjoyments are favorable to devotional service, then householders can accept them without sin. In that case, all these enjoyments are not called enjoyments, but rather they are means of progress in a devotional life, in a devotee's life. Srimad Bhagavatam has stated, Dharmasya hi apavargasya nartho arthayopa kalpate, nartasya dharmaikantasya kamo labaye hi smita. Material results are not suitable as the goal for the person dedicated to higher spiritual goals. Attainment of material assets is not the desire of the person who is dedicated to the higher path. Yeah, this is Abhilasha.
For that Gita that was 728, Duryodhana, that was also both.
Yeah, that is Swabhava.
Swabhava.
Yeah.
yesham se shalakam pa
bhogeshwara prasadana
that is abhilasha
kamasya nendriya pritir labho jiveta yavata jivasya tatva jigyasa nartu yascha gamme for one who desires apavarga which means clear which is abhilasha is apavarga sense pleasure attained from enjoying sense objects is not the goal you cannot have both the goals the goal of life is to inquire into the highest truth what is accomplished by prescribed duties is not the goal. another name of dharma or occupational service is yukta vairagya desire for liberation must be rejected There are five types of liberation, namely Salokya, Sarshti, Samipya, Sarupya and Sayujya. Sayujya liberation in the form of merging with the Lord is hated by the practitioner of devotional service. Although Salokya, Sarshti, Samipya and Sarupya are devoid of the desire for enjoyment, still they are undesirable. Undesirable in the sense, desire for them is undesirable. Desire for service is only desirable. And the desire for service may not necessarily come with Salokya, Sarshti, Samipya and Sarupya. Says, yeah, service is there, I am ready. Mm-hmm. As soon as the living entity becomes free from material bondage by the strength of devotion, he immediately attains liberation. That liberation, however, is not the principal fruit of bhakti. The pure love for Krishna attained by liberated souls is the principal fruit of sadhana bhakti. The principal fruit is prema. In this regard, the statement of Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is appropriate. Salokya dicharya dehaya sevadvar tabu kadachita bhakta kare angikar. This is the translation of Salokya Sashti Samipya. Diyamanam nagnanti vina matsevanam janam. If there is a chance to serve the Supreme Lord, a pure devotee sometimes accepts Salokya Sarupya Sayujya or Samipya. Sorry, not Sayujya. Sarokya, Sarupya, Samipya and Sarshti, but never Sayujya. Sayujya shunite bhakti haya grina bhai naraka vanchaye tabu Sayujya nalai. A pure devotee does not like even to hear about Sayujya Mukti. Nakamaye nata tadapyaham kuchin nayatrayishma charanam bujaso.
What is the bhakti ka highest place me aaye?
Which one?
Moksha laguta guru.
The experience. उसको यू नीड नॉट से दैट डोंट बी अ मोक्षगामी बनने की जरूरत ही नहीं वो पहले स्टेज वालों को एटलीस्ट यू हैव टू टेल बिकॉज़ ही हैज नो एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ व्हाट मुक्ति इज एंड नो एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ व्हाट प्रेमा इज एटलीस्ट यू कैन टेल हिम प्रेमा इज मच मोर सुपीरियर लाइक दैट अ प्योर डिवोटी डज नॉट लाइक इवन टू हियर अबाउट साहित्य मुक्ति विच इंस्पायर्स हिम विद fear and hatred. Indeed, the pure devotee would rather go to hell than merge into the effulgence of the Lord. Brahme Ishvare Sayujya Doita Prakar Brahma Sayujya Haite Ishvara Sayujya Dikhar Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya continued, there are two kinds of Sayujya Mukti, merging into the Brahman effulgence and merging into the personal body of the Lord. Merging into the Lord's body is even more abominable than merging into his effulgence. The purport is that the liberation of a devotee in the form of freedom from bondage is easily attained by the will of Krishna. Aisa nahi hai ki Krishna will give prem but not give freedom from miseries. It will automatically happen. That is why one should not pollute his endeavor for devotional service with such desires. Wo to milne hi wala hai. Why you are unnecessarily endeavoring for it? It is the essential duty of the practicing devotee to carefully give up materialistic lavalya. So that is about lavalya. Okay. So lavalya in the form of restlessness, lavalya in the form of greed, and lavalya in the form of desires. We still have half an hour, so we'll start. The next essay, which is Utsaham. Now let's talk about the positive things.
So, all into desires, in the practice of devotional service, the desires also sometimes is not actually early stage, as you said that before going to Nishtha stage, one has to go to six type of stage from the Usamal to Taranangin.
Yeah.
So once Nishtha is there, then you can go easily from Nishtha to Jyanasati.
Yeah.
Some practitioners, fusion services after that also, some Jyanasati, what is not there here, coming later on. So, how to...
That Bhaktivinoda Thakur says is due to Aparavad. That can be due to Aparavad. Yeah. And Bhaktidev, you know what we did this time? We completed the first offense in congregation, Itarkajivi congregation, Harinam Chintamani Chalraya, last many weeks. So we did first offense and then we did Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj's reflections on sacred teachings, Bulkaya series. He has spoken about Sikshashtakam, he has spoken about Madhurya Kadambini, he has spoken about Harinam Chintamani, all these books that we are studying. ये सब बुक्स के ऊपर महाराज का क्लासेस है इस रिफ्लेक्शंस ही हैज शेयर्ड उसके बाद क्यू एंड ए सेशंस
भक्तिदेव
स्वामी उसका व्हिच हैज बीन पब्लिश्ड इन द फॉर्म ऑफ बुक्स रिफ्लेक्शंस ऑन द सीक्रेट टीचिंग सीरीज उसमें दिस टाइम वी टुक भक्तिदेव महाराज का वो बुक रिफ्लेक्शन सीरीज से वो फर्स्ट ऑफेंस के बारे में पढ़ा हमने क्या जबरदस्त रिफ्लेक्शन बिकॉज आई मीन I found those reflections very practical. Because when Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote Gaudi Vaishnavism was not yet institutionalized. So when Bhaktitirtha Maharaj reflects on the same, his reflections are he speaks on the level of institutional problems actually. How institutionally we can go through these issues, under what conditions, you know. So, institutional perspective ko leke aate hain wo, sadhu ninda mein. How institutionally we can be forced to perform sadhu ninda, under what circumstances, how do we avoid it, and how do we convince our mind to avoid it. Aisa, uske baad Q&A sessions, ek 10 question Q&A, jabardast. कर सकते हैं वी कैन डू एक बार कर सकते हैं वी कैन डू एंड दिस टाइम आफ्टर
आप एक बार ने दे वंस वी डिड गोरना में जी
हां आप गोरना प्रभु और वकेशर पांत सो वी कैन डू इट विद द रिफ्लेक्शंस बुक बहुत अच्छा लगा मुझे फिर माधुरी कादम नहीं करेंगे उसके बाद ओके स्वामी महाराज का रिफ्लेक्शंस पढ़ेंगे बहुत अच्छा है जबरदस्त
तो ये किताब के पहले ही बात है
बाद में अभी ने डिसाइड कर लिया तो वही करेगा फिर ओके सो नाउ वी कम टू द सेवेंथ स्टार इसलिए आप सोते हैं क्या इररिलेवेंट लग रहा है आपको ये सब
मोर
रिलेवेंट इसलिए आप contemplation में चले जाते हैं six qualities that enhance bhakti so first is उत्साह this is a short essay compared to the previous essays so if we are little focused maybe today we can complete उत्साह also in a shay upadeshamrita Srila Rupa Goswami has described atyahara prayasa prajalpa niyamagraha janasangha and lavalya as detrimental to devotion service We have already separately described these six items, separately because as separate essays. Now in the third shloka, he mentions the six items favorable for devotional service. Utsaha nishchaya dhaivya tattat karma pravartana sangatyagat sato vritte shadde bhakti prasiddhati. There are six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. Utsaha, being enthusiastic. Nishchaya, endeavoring with confidence. Dhairya, being patient. Tattat karma pravartana, acting according to the regulative principles. Regulative principles means such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam and so on. And fifth is Sangatyaga, abandoning the association of non-devotees. Again, two times he mentions. Sato vritti or sadhu vritti, following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly assure complete success of pure devotion service. Actually, ये तो साधु वृत्ति का जो essay है, this is 50% of the book. The 12th essay is 50% of the book. The rest of the 11 essays are 50% of the book. सबसे लंबा essay है।
साधु वृत्ति में पूरा NOD है। पूरा NOD है।
पूरा NOD is there in the साधु वृत्ति का। Now we should discuss these six items separately. Therefore, first I am speaking about the conclusions regarding Utsaha. Without Utsaha, one becomes negligent in his worship. Agar enthusiasm nahi hai, one becomes very negligent. Negligence is born out of three things: inactivity, apathy, or indifference. So indifference is डिस्कस करने वाले. इनएक्टिविटी क्या है? लेजीनेस एंड इनर्शिया इज कॉल्ड इनएक्टिविटी. अरे वो यार नींद आ रहा है यार, नहीं करेंगे तो होता है. क्या 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 किसका होता
है?
Laziness and inertia are called inactivity. When utsaha is generated, laziness and inertia cannot remain. जैसे जब हम बीटी में थे, हम actually we used to do agriculture here, बीटी में जब वंशियारी टू. So after morning prasad, we used to call it गमछा बंडी टाइम. गमछा बंडी टाइम मतलब सब लोग गमछा बंडी पहन के खेती में जाते थे. रोज होते, अरे ब्रो जी आज नहीं करेंगे, नहीं 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 चलो 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 चलो, बहुत अच्छा रहेगा ऐसा. मतलब यूज टू जनरेट दैट एंथुसियाज्म. तो जो लोग को थोड़ा इनर्शिया भी रहे, वो लोग भी उठ के चले जाते थे. लेजीनेस एंड इनर्शिया कैन नॉट रिमेन. The absence of desire to work is inertia. This inertia is opposite to the nature of spirit. Nahi kaschit kshanam api jadu tishtatya karma krit. If one allows this inertia to remain in his body or heart, then how can he perform devotional service? So basically, this essay is identify the root causes of lack of utsaha and work on them. So first is utsaha is gone due to inactivity, and inactivity means laziness and inertia. So which means if you allow bad habits to creep in, एक दिन हो गया, फिर दूसरा दिन भी उसको छोड़ दिया, तीसरा दिन भी छोड़ दिया, फिर पांच छह दिन के बाद वो habit ही हो जाता है.
Yes.
That is inertia. Especially various aspects of the morning program में हम सबको अलग अलग प्रकार का inertia है. So we may see that you allow it to do. And I was talking with one devotee recently, and he was telling that how over a period of years these things set up actually. He was giving an account of last one decade, how these improper morning program habits actually crept in, how it was nourished and how it was watered, and now how it has grown into a full-fledged fruit-bearing tree. मैंगो नहीं है, फ्रूट बेरी कौन सा बोलते हैं उसका नाम क्या है? महाराज बोलते हैं ना वो जो
पपीता,
नहीं नहीं वो न्यू वृंदावन में वो जो फ्रूट, वो जो कौन सा एप्पल, कोई तो एक एप्पल बोलते थे. काउस यूज्ड टू गो एंड रन टू ईट दोस दिस थिंग, बट दे वर नॉट वेरी गुड फॉर देयर स्टमक. कोई तो एक एप्पल बोलते थे महाराज न्यू वृंदावन में. वो तो जाके पकड़ पकड़ के वो उसको लेके आना था, क्योंकि वो फ्रूट को गाय खा लिया तो उसका पेट बहुत खराब हो जाता है. कुछ तो लाइक दैट. द स्टेट ऑफ अपैथी डेवलप्स फ्रॉम केयरलेसनेस. सो अपैथी इज ड्यू टू केयरलेसनेस. वन शुड या अपैथी. सेकेंड, apathy is due to carelessness, and inactivity is due to laziness.
Apathy means
indifference.
Indifference. Carelessness.
Indifference is third point.
Third point.
Or again.
So apathy means apathy, the state of apathy develops from carelessness. One should practice devotional service without deviation. This is instructed in Bhagavad Gita, the following verse. Tam vidya dukkha sanyoga vyogam yoga samgitam sa nishchayena yoktavyo yogo anirvinna chetasa. No such a state separated from all misery to be yoga. This yoga must be practiced with determination devoid of depression. In his commentary on this verse, Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan Mahashaya said, Atmanya yogyatva mananam nirvedastad rahitena chetasa. One becomes indifferent to whatever work he feels unqualified for. Unqualified for means, ye mera layak kaam nahi hai. Like for example, kal main kar kar gaya tha. And I gave the talk. Uske baad, they called me for taking my dates for future classes. I didn't give any date because I felt this audience is not for me, this place is not for me. You know, because you have to identify your audience. You can't be a jack of all trades. Something that you can contribute in some direction, then you have to identify and you have to give the contribution in that direction. We may not necessarily have a wide bandwidth, broad spectrum audience, but for a particular spectrum you can contribute nicely. So they were pushing me again and again and again, but I would not budge. Till last I didn't give them any date. But I really didn't feel like traveling 3 hours one way and 3 hours the other way and giving 6 hours classes there. Is it? No. And half of them are Hindi speaking. Most of them are Hindi speaking audience. Unko jo Bhakti Shastri ka, because they don't have a choice. Beggars cannot be choosers. Hindi teacher to chod do. Teacher hi nahi hai unke pas. So they are willing to conduct Bhakti Shastri course for Hindi speaking people through English speaking teachers. That is the desperation. Because multi-million-dollar facility bana diya udhar. Ekdam marble cladding, even inside bathroom toilet ke andar bhi marble cladding. Ekdam jabardast.
Washing machines.
And brahmacharis ka all clothes washing machine. और ब्रह्मचारीज का रूम्स देखेंगे तो हमारा वृंदावन तो भिक्षा मांगना पड़ेगा वैसा है किचन देखिएगा ना एकदम वानप्रस्थ आश्रम संन्यास आश्रम सब है
ब्रह्मचारी
लोग नहीं
है
लोग नहीं है
खाली 15-20
हरी बोल आपको स्टेट ऑफ द आर्ट टॉप क्वालिटी ब्रह्मचारी आश्रम का आपका फैसिलिटीज चाहिए तो
उधर जाइए स्विमिंग पूल फ्लैट हैज स्विमिंग पूल ब्रह्मचारी स्टे इन द फिफ्थ फ्लोर
और उधर से सीधा स्विमिंग पूल में घूम सकते
हैं
स्टेट ऑफ द आर्ट हरिनाम संगीत
कुरन से कुरन से हम
बा ओके गूगल बोली बंद हो जाएगा
सो वैसा है सो बट उधर का आप
जानबूझ के डेट नहीं दिया क्या मुझे पता
फिर क्या यार
मुझे लगा सर आपको डेट नहीं है
मैं डेट देख के ऑलरेडी एक बार अटक चुका हूं तो इसलिए आई वाज लाइक वेरी So, one feels indifferent to whatever work he feels unqualified for, which means, if I don't have a job, then I'll get तो वो चीज में इंडिफरेंस आ जाए आ जाता है एक्चुअली. आप आगे जाओ, आप आगे जाओ, अलाव यू अलाव एवरीवन, चलो चलो चलो. डिवोशनल सर्विस शुड बी परफॉर्म्ड इन दिस मेंटालिटी. रिगार्डिंग भक्ति योग इट इज सेड इन श्रीमद् भागवतम, निर्विण्णानां ज्ञानयोगो न्यासीनां इह कर्मसु तेषु अनिर्विण्णचित्तानां कर्मयोगस्तु कामिनां. दिस वर्स टॉक्स अबाउट व्हाट इज द क्वालिफिकेशन फॉर ज्ञान एंड कर्म. Among these three paths, Jnana Yoga, the path of philosophical speculation, is recommended for those who are disgusted with material life, Nirvijnana, and are thus detached from ordinary fruitive activities. Those who are not disgusted with material life, Teshu Anirvijna Chittanam, jisko nirvid prakat nahi hua, Kaminam, and have many desires to fulfill, Karma Yoga, they are qualified for Karma Yoga. Krishna. When one develops that kind of a shraddha, that is the qualification for bhakti yoga. So, according to one's qualification, one develops attachment to certain activities, certain things, certain process, and so on. So, whatever one feels qualified for, he develops attachment to that. The purport is this: for those who have attained indifference for material activities but have not yet realized spiritual activities, what can remain in their hearts besides indifference? This is for Jnanis, right? For them, the undifferentiated Brahma Jnana is the topmost achievement. For those in whose hearts there is only indifference, then the undifferentiated Brahman is the topmost achievement. For those who have not attained indifference for material activities due to lack of spiritual realization, there is no way to cleanse the heart other than Karma Yoga. Those who have realized spiritual activities and understood that material activities are insignificant, they attain indifference for all material activities. Indifference, he is talking about, when he is talking about bhakti, he is talking about indifference on the level of abhilasha, not on the level of anartha. Bhakti is anya abhilashita shunya, it is not anya anartha shunya. Nowhere you will see that. Bhakti can be performed with anarthas, Shuddha Bhakti. But Shuddha Bhakti cannot be performed with other abhilashas. And when you practice Shuddha Bhakti, the anarthas get destroyed.
Indifference in the form of anarthas is like the Brahma Jnanis?
Like indifference for material enjoyment, for Jnanis. And a devotee may also have indifference on the level of Abhilasha, but he may still not have developed indifference on the level of anartha. That is the point. A devotee ko indifference may be there on the level of abhilasha. Is this your goal of life? No. But do you have this desire? Yes. Then what do you want to do with it? Can you do something so that I can give it up? Which means, on the level of anartha, that desire is there. On the level of abhilasha, it is not there. So here, when you are talking about a sadhaka, he is still indifferent to material enjoyment in the sense, not as abhilasha. They accept some material activities as a support for their spiritual awakening, but they have no attachment for such activities. In proportion to the degree that they discuss spiritual topics in devotion, freedom from material association is awakened as an extraneous fruit. This is the point. Parasparanugatanam pavanam bhagavadyashah mitoratir mitotushtis nirvratir mita atmanata. Detachment from material things come as a result of discussion of spiritual topics in devotion. The symptoms of a devotee are given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jatashraddho matkataso nirvinna sarva karmasu veda dukkatmakam kaman parityagya api anishwarah tato bajeta maam prita శబ్దాలు దృఢ నిశ్చయ యుషమానశ్చతాన్ కామాన్ దుఃఖోదర్గాంశ గర్హయన్. So he has developed faith in the narration of my glories and he is disgusted with all prescribed duties. He doesn't feel like he is qualified for doing all that. Veda dukkatmakam kaman. He knows that material desires lead to misery, but parityagi api anishwara. If he is convinced, why is he not able to give up? Because anarthas are there. Tato bhajeta mam prita. My devotee should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction, which means one should not doubt the process and one should make a firm step ahead towards more determined practice. And if he by chance falls into enjoying the sense object, then he should feel very repentant like that. This we have seen. So karma arises from lust, jnana arises from indifference, and bhakti arises from faith in the supreme power. So therefore, everyone is practically qualified for karma. There is no special course. The person who has attained faith is naturally disgusted with material activities. He accepts without attachment only those activities that are favorable for increasing his faith in the Lord. Here he is talking about activities born out of his value system. Sometimes he may succumb to activities born out of his swabhava. He is not talking about those activities. Without the material body, one cannot cultivate devotional service. So there is no benefit if one renounces the activities that are needed to maintain the physical body, thinking them to be the source of misery and lust. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vasana. The fruits of those activities which are the source of miseries for others are therefore enjoyed by the devotees who condemn them as insignificant. They worship Krishna with devotion and firm faith while enjoying the fruits of their work as they fulfill the necessities of life. Whatever comes on their own accord, edicha lava santushto. Those who enjoy the results of material activities with ardent affection, they are called attached. Which means they perform these activities only for enjoyment, and that is their goal of life. And they enjoy it with great gusto. That is their karmas. Those who neglect the results of karma but accept only what is favorable to devotional service are called unattached. That is bhakta. Although they are unattached to material activity, they work enthusiastically in devotional life. That is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that devotees should perform their varnashram duties with utmost detachment and they should perform devotional activities with utmost attachment. So you perform things, you perform those activities with attachment in which you have faith that it is going to give you benefit. And those activities which you think are not going to give you much benefit, we perform it with detachment. The process of advancement for the practitioner of devotional service is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Proktena bhakti yogena bhajato masakran mune kama hridayya nashyanti sarve mayi hridisthite. When an intelligent person engages constantly in worshipping me through bhakti, as previously described by me, all material desires within the heart are destroyed since I am situated in the heart. Ye kaun sa usse yaad rakho, usme dalna padega. విద్యే హృదయ గ్రంథి ఛిద్యంతే సర్వ సంశయ క్షీయంతే చాస్య కర్మాణి మయీ దృష్టే అఖిలాత్మని అహంకార్ ఇస్ కట్ అండ్ ఆల్ డౌట్స్ ఆర్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ ఆన్ సీయింగ్ ద లార్డ్ ఇన్ ద మైండ్ అండ్ విత్ ది ఐస్ ఆల్ కర్మాస్ ఆర్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ నైరపేక్ష్యం పరం ప్రాహుర్ నిశ్రేయసం అనల్పకం తస్మాన్ నిరాశిషో భక్తిర్ nirapekshasya me bhavet. It is said that the process which is without dependence on other processes or results is the best process. Jnana karmadya navritam. Therefore, a person who does not desire any rewards and does not depend on other process develops bhakti for him. So, that is the point. The purport is this. It is useless trying independently to destroy ignorance and lust in the heart. independent endeavor is of no use. But ignorance, lust, fruitive activities, all doubts and material bondage are destroyed by the mercy of the Lord in the course of cultivating devotional service. There is very clear what to say, consensus amongst the acharyas when they say this. No need for any individual endeavor. But in the course of cultivating devotional service by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, it is destroyed. The endeavor of karmis and jnanis does not yield such results. Therefore, when one becomes neutral by giving up other desires and hopes, he attains pure devotional service to Krishna.
Neutral means?
Neutral means neither attached to mukti nor attached to
indifference.
We should not lose enthusiasm because we have no strength to destroy the reactions of karma. अरे जो भी है अभी मेरा कर्म कर्मा के हिसाब से मुझे जो आने वाला है वो आने ही वाला है ना. Why should I enthusiastically practice a spiritual process? One should not say that. In the very beginning of devotional service, the sadhaka must have faith with full enthusiasm. One pure Vaishnava Acharya has written that the process of bhajana kriya, devotional service, is of two types, nishtita and anishtita. Vishnu Jagadar quotes. With faith, one should learn devotional service under the merciful direction of a sadhu. And when he attains the stage of firm faith, he engages in nishtita, fixed devotional service. Until he attains this fixed devotional service, his service remains flickering. In this stage of devotional service, there are six symptoms. Utsahamayi, false confidence. Ghana tarala, sporadic endeavor. Vyuda vikalpa, indecision. Vishaya sangara, struggle with the senses. Niyamakshama, inability to uphold vows. And daranga rangini, enjoying the facilities offered by bhakti. In Sri Hari Bhakti Vilas, carelessness is counted amongst offenses against the holy name. The 11th offense. In the scripture, the word pramad is described as inattentiveness. Sri Harinam Chintamani has further divided this inattentiveness in three ways. Suddenly, inattentiveness ke liye kyun chale gaye? So, because
carelessness or indifference is counted in Hari Bhakti Vilas as inattentiveness.
Oh, carelessness, na?
Careless or indifference ki?
वो केयरलेसनेस पढ़ रहे हैं ना हम अभी. प्रमाद अपति इज ड्यू टू केयरलेसनेस. ओ लाइक दैट बट सडनली अच्छा उत्साह इज डिस्ट्रॉयड बिकॉज ऑफ दिस वन. अपति, इनएक्टिविटी एंड डिस्ट्रैक्शन आर द थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ इनएटेंटिवनेस. जड्य विक्षेप एंड Until one gets free from these three types of inattentiveness, one cannot perform devotional service at all.
We'll
take away the enthusiasm. तो इसमें अलग अलग चीज का कैसे ओवरकम करना है वो हरिनाम चिंतामणि में दिया है. Even if one gives up all other nama paradas, if he is still inattentive, he can never have attraction for the holy names. If one has enthusiasm in the beginning of devotional service and that enthusiasm does not become cold, which means
reduced,
utsahamayi ghana tarala, ghana tarala, thick and thin, hot and cold, then one will never become apathetic, lazy or distracted in chanting the holy names. And how to overcome these three, we will next time read from Harinam Chintamani. Very interesting discussion. Therefore, enthusiasm is the only support for all types of devotional service. By enthusiastically performing devotional service, one can give up anishtita service in a very short time and thus attain nishtha. He says that nishtha jana hai, तो उत्साह को कल्टीवेट करना है. उत्साह उत्साह इज लॉस्ट ड्यू टू थ्री थिंग्स, टू थिंग्स एक्चुअली, अपैथी एंड इनएक्टिविटी. इनएक्टिविटी इज ड्यू टू लेजीनेस और इनर्शिया. सो दैट शुड बी गिवन अप इन द असोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज. एंड सेकेंड इज अपैथी इज कॉज्ड और इंडिफरेंस इज कॉज्ड ड्यू टू केयरलेसनेस. एंड केयरलेसनेस इज ऑफ थ्री टाइप्स, औदासीन्य, विक्षेप एंड चाड्य. ये कैसे हम ओवरकम करेंगे? टुमारो वेन वी मीट वी विल रीड फ्रॉम हरिनाम चिंता. माधुरी कादंबिनी इट्स नॉट डिस्क्राइब्ड इन डिटेल. हरिनाम चिंता इज डिस्क्राइब्ड. साधु संगो अथ भजन क्रिया ततो अनर्थ निवृत्ति स्यात् ततो निष्ठा रुचिस्तत. बाय अवेकनिंग फेथ वन बिकम्स एलिजिबल फॉर डिवोशनल सर्विस. When this eligibility is attained, one achieves the association of devotees. The association of devotees, one is engaged in the execution of devotional service. In the beginning, there is no nishtha or firm faith in that service because various types of anarthas keep crushing the heart. All anarthas are vanquished, however, by performing devotional service with enthusiasm. The more anarthas are vanquished, the more nishtha is awakened. The word shraddha is certainly faith, but enthusiasm is the life of shraddha. Faith without enthusiasm is meaningless. Many people think that they have faith in God, but because they have no enthusiasm, their faith has no meaning. Therefore, due to lack of sadhu sangha, they do not perform devotional service. Therefore, you analyze this statement. Therefore, due to lack of sadhu sangha, they do not perform devotional service, which means lack of sadhu sangha is the cause of not having enthusiasm. Which means sadhu sangha is the cause of source of enthusiasm. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki. So tomorrow when we come together, we will read about from Harinam Chintamani about Pramad. Inattention. So, and then we will move on to the Nishchaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Kuch hai na, jitne apne kabhi bhi ye karo na PPT.